Today for our weekly conversation, I'm joined with 49ers center Jonathan Goodwin, and you're just coming off a win over the Jets in New Meadowlands. And talk about that win and just so many people getting involved in that game. Nine guys rushed the ball for 245 yards. You guys got to feel pleased with that effort.
We definitely feel good about it, you know, come out for a loss in Minnesota and then come back and play like that and have a dominating performance like that. Definitely felt good, and, you know, hopefully there's plenty more of those type performances to come this year.
Yeah, and you guys got a lot of guys involved, as well as kind of some variations, too. I mean, Mario Manningham was running kind of a double reverse, a fake fly sweep and a reverse, and you had Kaepernick running the read option. Talk about just some of the variation and creativity that you guys are bringing out. Gives a lot, defenses a lot to worry about, right?
Yeah, you know, the Jets were a team that they present a lot of defensive looks, so you know, we wanted to give them a lot of looks also and try to keep them off balance. So you know, fortunately we were able to do that, and you know, fortunately we were able to have success doing the things we did, and it turned out to be a great performance for us.
You guys had success with the read option, and Kaepernick got in the end zone on the one. And you guys have done that in the past. Last year, too, the big touchdown and against the Saints that Alex was able to run in. Talk about that and just kind of how the read option's kind of been coming along and what your role is on that.
You know, my role is just, you know, the same thing, get guys on the same page and try to block. But, you know, it's something we've been doing from day one. And, you know, for whatever reason, the coaches decided to, you know, show it a little bit more in that game. And fortunately, it turned out to be a great job of, you know, we had some success and some pretty big plays.
Does it change anything for you guys? I mean, they've always said with the option, whenever the quarterback gets involved, that's the 11th guy on the field that normally defenses don't have to account for. Is that kind of playing your guys' strengths a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, like you said, you don't account for the quarterback. And, you know, when the team's not expecting that, you kind of catch them off guard. So, you know, we were able to get out there and give them, you know, different looks in some aspects and, you know, have some success with it.
Now, you had a pretty good spike, two in the game. I know you had one before, but talk about that spike. And Joe Staley said he didn't think you were going to be able to pull it off, but it was a pretty nice spike.
Yeah, you know, I just, you know, was on the ground, saw Kendall standing in the end zone, so I knew he scored, and got up to go celebrate with him. Next thing you know, he tossed me the ball. So, you know, I figured once I caught the ball, I had to do something with it. So I decided to go with the spike, and, you know, if you spike, you got to go all out, and you can't, you know, as a lineman, you can't have a soft spike.
That's Joe Staley there making an appearance. Yeah, I mean, how did your spike rate? I know Joe's had some pretty good celebrations in the end zone in the past. I mean, how does yours rank to his?
Oh, well,
Joe's a little bit more of a dancer than I am. So I don't know if we can really compare the spikes and the dances.
All right, talk about the opponent that you guys got this week. Coach said it was going to be one of the best defensive lines that you guys have faced. What kind of challenge do they present?
You know, Buffalo, they got a good front seven, especially with the D-line they have. Got a couple guys on the inside and a couple guys on the outside that can get after the quarterback. So it's definitely going to be a tough challenge for this line. And we'll have to prepare pretty good this week and get ready for a tough challenge.
All right. Thanks, John. And thanks for not being distracted by Joe over there.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.